Leaders from around 200 countries have set new goals aimed at tackling the world's biggest problems, including poverty and hunger. The UN Sustainable Development Goals replaced the Millennium Development Goals, which expired this year. Mandy Sammy reports.
The United Nations Development Summit in New York started with a hopeful message from generations past, delivered by a new generation. Shakira opened the summit by singing John Lennon's Imagine. Then there was this message from 18-year-old Nobel Prize winner Malala Yousafzai, who survived being shot by the Taliban in Pakistan in 2012.
Education is a right. Dear world leaders, dear brothers and sisters, promise to all children, children in Pakistan, in India, in Syria, and across the world, promise them peace, promise them prosperity, promise an education.
That message was taken up by the hundreds of world leaders gathered. They've now committed to 17 global goals, which they aim to fulfill over the next 15 years. The ultimate aims come down to key three things: ending extreme poverty, fighting inequality and injustice, and fixing climate change. The Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has declared Australia is committed to making those things happen. She says it will start by helping countries in the Asia-Pacific region develop their economies.
The true measure of success is not how much we promise, but how much we deliver. It will be by working together that we will deliver on the ambition of the 2030 agenda.
The US President Barack Obama has also pledged his support to the global goals.
We have to learn from the past to see where we succeeded so that we can duplicate that success and to understand where we've fallen short and correct those shortcomings. And we start by understanding that this next chapter of development cannot fall victim to the old divides between developed nations and developing ones. Poverty, growing inequality exists in all of our nations, and all of our nations have work to do.
Pope Francis has warned that words and promises of support aren't enough. He says he wants to see action.
Our world demands of all governments, leaders, a will which is effective, practical, constant, with concrete steps and immediate measures.
The Chinese President Xi Jinping has taken up that call. He's announced that China will cancel deaths to the world's least developed nations. He's also promised to establish a $2 billion fund to assist developing countries and to significantly increase investment.
China will establish an assistance fund for the South-South Corporation with an initial pledge of $2 billion US dollars. In support of developing countries' implementation of the post-2015 development agenda. China will continue to increase investment in the least developing countries, aiming to increase its total to $12 billion US dollars by 2030.
It's a contribution that's been praised by the UN Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon.
I would also like to thank China and Chinese people for the vital role it played in enabling the world to cut poverty in half, thereby meeting the Millennium Development Goals.
Claire Melamed is the director of the Overseas Development Institute. Her work focuses on measuring poverty and inequality and using that information to improve policy. She told the BBC even though there's political will to meet the goals, it will only happen if it's matched by capital.
If they're going to be met, we're going to have to see huge amounts of money. We're going to have to see governments behaving in a completely different way. We're going to have to see companies totally changing their business practices. It can be done, but the real question is whether we want to do it enough.
Barack Obama says the stakes have never been higher.
And I profoundly believe that many of the conflicts, the refugee crises, the military interventions over the years might have been avoided if nations had truly invested in the lives of their people and if the wealthiest nations on earth were better partners in working with those that are trying to lift themselves up.
The US President Barack Obama ending Mandy Sammy's report.